And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
And welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook, YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan. Pete Gray here, along with Corey Sandin today. Having a great time with Carl and Katie Schmidt. Of course, Katie is with the Intrepid, one of the great long-range boats out of the Point Loma Sport Fishing. And Carl is the man at Fisherman's Landing there, and talking all, represents all the boats and all the great boats out of Fisherman's Landing, and having a good time and giving away a fantastic prize.
Having lots of fun, Pete, and giving away an overnight trip. Thank you, Carl. An overnight trip on any open party out of Fisherman's Landing. So if it's a day and a half you want to upgrade to?
Or yeah, it's like $80 or $90 or whatever, $100 or whatever.
And if there's a two-day offered, you can pay the extra
difference
for that.
Yep.
And so we're giving away that overnight trip to one lucky caller or texter.
Yeah. Well, let's try and blast through some phones, Corey. These guys have been very patiently waiting. You want to get through, one line is open. You can talk to the world famous, yes, indeed, world famous, Jeff Hamby, 833-288-0973.
Jeff's an awesome guy. And we're going to talk to Sam. Sam calling from Irvine. He's been on hold the longest. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning, Sam.
Good morning. Yeah, great show. Hey, I heard you a couple things here. The Halibut Derby, if you took one of those bounce ball rigs, would that be a proper rig to set up to fish that Halibut Derby?
Yeah, I mean, like kind of like the reverse dropper loop style. I think that's how most people do it if they're fishing an anchovy or a sardine. So your sinker's above your hook there, then you have 18 inches or whatever. It depends, like the ball bouncing thing. Normally the dolphin drifts too fast for that style of fishing, you know. I think with the ball bouncing, you want it to go, you know, a knot, maybe a little less on the ball bouncing. Obviously, the dolphin's a bigger boat. When the wind's blowing, that thing's moving down the bay pretty fast. But, yeah, like a reverse dropper loop ball bouncing setup would work just fine. I know Jason likes the 4-ounce to 6-ounce sinker. Then a lot of guys will set up with the trap rig, you know, the J-hook through the nose of the sardine or anchovy, then a small treble hook in the back or whatever.
Like a trailer hook.
Yeah, a trailer hook, yep.
Because sometimes those halibut can be a little bit tough to hook.
They can be tricky for sure.
Yeah, definitely.
But I think last year what worked best was like a 5-inch MC bait or swim bait or something like that. I think probably a majority of the bigger fish were caught on those type of...
On an MC.
Yeah, on a 5-inch.
I'll tell you what I'd be throwing.
Yeah.
I'd go to the bow or the stern, complete opposite of everybody else.
Yes.
And bomb a long cast with 2 to 3 ounce, 8-inch slug.
Yeah.
Oh. What color?
It doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
Does not matter. It's all the action.
Yep.
Yeah. Let it go to the bottom.
Yeah, I think.
And get a reaction bite.
Like, and just turn the handle, not twitch it.
So there's two ways. Let it hit the bottom, and with the rod tip, pump up, and let it fall again. 99% of the bites will be on the sink.
Oh, really?
Or wind it in 3 or 4 cranks and let it sink again. But I like to have that slack on the sink.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I think the majority of the bigger fish, that's how they were caught last year, on baits like that, doing that type
no
of
kidding.
Rig. Yep.
And you're getting away from the majority of the people, and you're going to touch fish that the others aren't.
Correct.
Yeah. And get the bigger ones.
Yep. I'll be the winner.
That's every Wednesday.
Every Wednesday.
Starting this Wednesday on the Dolphin.
Starting at 7 a.m.
Or
you
just
yep.
gave away the secret to win the tournament.
Yeah. Or that or the 6-ounce sinker with an 8-inch mackerel.
There you go.
That
yep.
is another one.
Yeah, for sure.
So.
Hey, great text here from Mike in Mira Mesa. He says, good morning, guys. Great show, as always. I remember Carl as a young man working at the Landing, and it's so cool to see how far his passion has taken him. He's always been really accommodating and helpful, not just to me, but my friends and random people I've seen standing there, and that's so true. My question is, what is his prediction on the hot lure for the upcoming season for fishing in general?
It seems like it changes every year.
It does.
For the bluefin, it's going to be a tungsten jig or like a tuna bomb. That seems to be the thing the last couple of years.
What's Carl going to fish?
Colt sniper.
Colt sniper or a tuna bomb or a midnight rider, you know, the torpedo sinker. I haven't tied on any other jig besides that, either a Colt sniper or a tuna bomb or midnight rider. in 3 years if when I go bluefin tuna fishing. It works every time for me. I have 100% confidence in it, and I don't have to, like the jigging thing, there's a time and a place for it, and it's very effective. I'm not knocking it at all. But for 9 out of 10 times, you drop that thing down, it gets bit, and you wind it in. You know, it's very simple, very easy. That's what I would fish. You know,
the Midnight Rider.
Yeah, the Midnight Rider, you know, and the Cold Sniper during the daytime fish. That.
What about Katie?
What's well, you know
fishing?
What's funny?
Because Katie's a hardcore angler. She's
yeah, I was going to tell you.
She's not just a pretty lady behind the phones of the Intrepid. She likes to catch fish.
I like is that the Midnight Rider? Yeah, I fish that Midnight Rider. Almost. And, you know, the thing is like, one thing I can tell what works is when I'm going fishing, Carl will go to the tackle box, and whatever he pulls out that he doesn't want me to take because he doesn't want me to lose it, that's how I know what his favorites are.
That's
a little insider information into our house.
There's only a few jigs I
don't
want.
The purple Colt Sniper I am not allowed to take. But I honestly, he gave me some advice a few years ago, and he said, just stick with the same thing. And so I've stuck with that Midnight Rider. And like you said, I get results with it. And so I think sometimes you get anxious and you see someone doing something and someone doing something else. And he just gave me the advice a few years ago, just stick with one thing and just keep doing it. And I have had great success with that. You know, I think we talked about last year, I lent it to one of my anglers and went back and got it from him. So I really like that.
But, I mean, the West Coast jigs work really good. The HGs, the Johnny jigs, you know, all those work just fine. You know, the bigger jigs have – we've gotten away from the bigger jigs, you know, the rip rollers and stuff.
Yeah.
Definitely the smaller jigs, those things fast seem to be key.
And when they're finicky –
it's kind of matching the hatch type of deal. The bait the last year has been so small.
And the tungsten when they're finicky. Yeah. Wait, do I hear a live report?
Yeah. We have Captain Benny Florentino from
Coast Guard on the line. What's up, Benny?
Benny.
Morning, Casey, Carl.
Good morning, Benny.
Good morning.
Corey.
Sounds like you're on the water. You know,
actually, I'm not. It's been a busy week. You know, went yesterday to try the kelp report, so I'm kind of piggybacking on that deal about the kelp. You know, we were on the east end of Clement Fishing Pyramid in the backside up to Eel, and, you know, we had that really good tide in the morning where the water's way pushed up on the beach, and then as it recedes, you lose current. So as far as kelp is concerned at high tide, the kelp's down. There's really good current first thing in the morning. Last week, I had my good friend Ron Castro and my tournament partner Eric Neiman, and we smashed them. We had like a full 2.5 hour, 3 to 6 pound barrage on calicos up top about 10 feet of water.
Wow.
63 degree water at
7
a.m.
Oh,
holy
moly. That
go.
Is crazy.
Wow.
Sign us up for
at
that.
At San Clemente. You're killing me, Benny.
I know. All of us are dying.
And my son Matt was throwing just score game through your fluke, but the secret tip was that neck breaker and your fluke in green grunion fish kind of low to get the bigger fish.
Oh,
but, throwing a two-fish jig in that Senorita color, the old Senorita color. Bodan has something pretty cool coming out for the show that we worked on. I got 3 fish over 6.5.
Ooh.
You know, a lot of sixes, a lot of fives. And that was about 2.5 hours. But once the tide receded and we had slack tide, there was kelp everywhere in that Pyramid Cove and in the back. Called it a day early because at that point, you know, when you're at Clemente and there's no conditions, no current, no anything, you're just pounding your head against the wall.
Yeah.
So I just want to talk and just, you know, give the answer to that. I also want to thank all the Instagram anglers that booked trip with me. I did a pre-Pacific Coast sport fishing special where you got half off the fish either on Clemente or Catalina, and boy, the anglers jumped up with this great weather and the great bass fishing right now. I get off, and if you have your own boat, get out there because they're biting, and they're biting surface lures, swim, you know, the 5-inch Corey's Viejos was getting bit on a 1-ounce war bait head. But, yeah, I just encourage you, don't go out and soak the sun. Go out there and soak the sun on the water.
Yeah, that's for sure, yeah. And how's that new Camus from West Coast Marine working out for you?
Yesterday, I wanted to let the loose 400 Verado, and I got it up to 59 miles an hour of that flat, calm water.
59 miles.
Wow. I had three guys, myself, and a whole gamut of gear. But off because it was sucking so much fuel down, so I got back to the dock. But, yeah, the is really good. You know, the anglers will be able to check it out. Look, shows on display at West Coast Marine at Costa Mesa and also at Del Mar. So I really look forward to seeing everybody at the show. Keep up great. And you know, the trip I was talking about, I was trying to get somebody else to come with me. That's a really killer trip. I'm really interested. I'm seriously interested to go. So anyway, thanks for the time, you guys. Keep up the great. Anglers go fishing.
Yeah, yeah, go fishing. And if they want to go fishing with Benny Florentino, yeah. coastalcharters.com, right, Benny?
Roger that, P. I appreciate that. Keep up the great. Yep.
All right, you're making us jealous, man. I want to go fishing with you.
He was breaking up and hard to
breaking
understand.
Up. Yeah, tough cell signal, but we got the gist of it. Yeah.
I got it all.
I heard six pounders all day long. Yeah,
thanks for the call, Benny. Appreciate it.
And, yeah. And awesome weather to do that kind of trip
and staying that way,
right?
So go fishing.
Oh, man.
Call Benny. Say, right? I want to go to Clemente. Let's go.
He is such
that new Camus from West Coast Marine.
Benny is such a class act.
He is the best.
Yeah. No other words.
That's
class
it.
Act.
Yeah, he is a class act, and he knows how to catch fish for sure. Well, let's jump into those phones. One line open at 833-288-0973.
And let's talk to Mike. Mike calling from Torrance. Good morning, Mike. Appreciate you joining us.
Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning, Katie. Hey, Carl and Corey and Pete. Just wanted to give you guys a quick fish report and then a comment. We went out lobster fishing out of Marina Del Rey last night, and you would think with the full moon there would be problems, but we probably had 60 shorts and 21 legals for three of us. We got one over 6 pounds.
Ooh.
It was unbelievable. I went with Robert from Canyon Country and my buddy Larry, and Larry's been slaying the halibut with the bounce ball. We got a 19-pounder a couple weeks ago.
Nice.
And my buddy Glenn got a nice corbina last weekend. We went and I got one of the biggest surf perch I've ever seen in the South Bay local. Just so the ocean's alive. I can't see any reason for people not to go out and enjoy your pastime and have some fun. And I just wanted to give a little plug to Catman Bay. That's a new business over in Gardena that sells fresh mackerel and frozen mackerel and all sorts of stuff. And he was real good for us. Thanks for all you guys do at Fisherman's Landing there, Carl.
Really appreciate
that. I've been down there since 77, and I haven't been disappointed yet. Things got quite the operation going.
Wow.
You guys have a great day, okay?
Hey, great report.
Thank
sounds
you.
Sounds good. Yeah.
That's
they're crawling.
That's
they're biting
angle,
and crawling,
man.
Right?
Lobster, halibut,
yeah.
Perch.
Got it all.
Cool.
You have a good text, huh, Corey?
I do. There's so many coming through.
Yeah, so
and
many.
This is this one says, good morning, Pete, Corey, Katie, and Carl. What a great show. Fisherman's Landing's awesome. And questions for Katie. What's the most amazing thing you've seen on the water and your favorite fish to catch and place to fish?
Oh, God.
And it comes from JJ in Point Loma, right?
That is
a loaded question.
So what people don't realize is that I've been fishing down here since I was 11.
Before you met Carl.
Before I met Carl. Actually, with my mom. My mom was an avid fisherman, and she took me on the daily double on a half day. And like I said, I caught a bonito, and I was hooked. But I've done it all. I mean, but my mom was an incredible angler. And back when I got in college, I was working at Islandia, and she fished on the Dolphin with Jason. Franker City's known me since I was 12.
What's your mom's name?
Her name's Jean.
Jean, okay.
And she was one of the best anglers I've ever seen. I'm getting a little emotional, actually.
Yeah. I bring that up because people might have fished with your mom.
Oh, yeah. Jean. She was the person on the boat that, you know, I remember one time we were out there, she caught a silver salmon. Or she'd be the one that catches a giant halibut or the giant sea bass when we're fishing for something. I mean, she ignited that passion in me, and it was, I mean, I think it's in a bloodline or something, but watching my mom fish is probably just one of my favorite memories, because she always beat out all the men and always just outfish them. And she was just the sweetest lady, though. Like, she would bake cookies for everybody and bring pies and coffee. She was just so sweet, but she was, like, a formidable angler. So I just have to kind of pay homage to that because that's, you know, that's just my favorite thing. But as far as favorite fish to catch, it's calico bass. I know it sounds silly. Like, I love everything, but
so Vinny's report.
Oh yeah, I'm like twitching. I'm like, I just love calico bass fishing. There's just so much finesse to it and stuff. But then once I went to Cedros, it was all over. I mean, the calico fishing down there is just, it's my favorite thing in the whole world. If I could do that, you know. But what Benny just said, I'm like, okay, Carl. I'm like looking at him, like, you better take me out there. I love fishing for, I'm not a big yellowtail hunter. I mean, I enjoy it, but like, that's definitely Carl's passion. But something about calico bass in me, I just love the finesse when you like see that little hole in the weeds and you like aim for it and you know, you count not even 2 seconds and you get that bite. And the last one,
like, and they pull hard.
And then you get stuck in the weeds and you have to use a lot of finesse. It's a lot of finesse, I feel like, and a really satisfying. The same thing about yellowfin tuna, though. Like, I would prefer yellowfin over bluefin because it just takes some finesse and the challenge, and I enjoy that aspect of it. But yeah, I would say Cedros and calicos is just my favorite place in the whole world.
And I know you've been to Jeff Mariani's new place down there at Cedros, right?
Multiple times. I mean, I would say that's kind of the executive experience, kind of like the Intrepid. It's just, you know, you're really a little class above, you know, private room and, you know, private plane.
Everybody gets their
smaller
own
group. Smaller group. And so I like that kind of style of thing.
And what's the name of his newer operation?
Casa de Cedros.
De Cedros.
Yeah, but it's very private and more familial, I guess. And so,
And a tailored trip, too. It's not, I don't know how to say that, but you can tailor the trip.
That's
you
my favorite
fish one. Maximum of six, is that
a maximum of six. And the thing that I love about, like, I want to go fish calicos. And you're right. Like, a lot of people, yellowtail, they want to go down there for yellowtail. But I actually want to target the calicos, the halibut, the sea bass. Like, I like more of that. And not to say I don't like catching yellowtail. It's just some, I don't know.
Well, I get it. I guess Corey gets it. I know Carl gets it, right?
Yeah. 100%. It was really challenging when I was working down there because that's, people want to talk about yellowtail. And as soon as someone said, well, I like calico, I would just light up.
But here's the thing, like, down at Cedros, the largest yellowtail that you're going to see and catch is while you're fishing calico bass.
Yes.
I promise you.
Yes. Well, and that the other thing down there, I feel like any given day, there's something that comes up, like a giant black sea bass or a giant, I mean, there's just, that's the one thing that's the beauty of that place is, like, any given cast, you don't know what's going to happen down there.
No, for sure. Hey, Ian in Bay Park says, good morning. What's the best rod and reel casting or spinning to catch a halibut for the Derby? Carl?
If I was in a fish, probably like a Calstar 278 heavy. You can, obviously they make that in a 7 foot version and a 7.5 and 8 foot, but I like the 8 foot version. You want something with a little softer tip, you know, especially if you're fishing, like a smaller bait, like an anchovy or something like that. Definitely a little softer tip so you can more in touch with your bait and everything like that. Trinidad 14, 12, something like that. Spinning reel. I just have a hard time fishing halibut on a spinning reel for that style of fishing we're doing.
Well, like a bait runner, Shimano bait runner.
Yeah, exactly.
Or
like that. 8,000 or something.
Or
like
if you want to graduate from that, I mean, I hate to use the word graduate, but Tranks.
Tranks 300, yeah, Tranks 400,
With a level wind reel that can handle something big.
Yeah, you could throw some 40-pound Spectre on there, top shot of 20, 25-pound test. Like, I mean, our rental rods are just a Calstar 270 8 foot rod for the spinning rods and a 7 foot version for the conventional with a little pin fathom 20, I think they are, you know? So 20-pound test, 25-pound test, something like that would be very ideal, you know? You don't want a really stiff rod, I don't think, because you want, especially if you're fishing smaller baits, you want to be in, definitely be able to feel every little bite because sometimes those halibut are very tricky and you're hard to feel those bites sometimes.
Yeah, for sure. Well, hey, you're in Bay Park. Go over to Dana Landing in Mission Bay. Talk to Bubba or talk to Johnny over there, or come over to the Fisherman's Landing Tackle. Talk to the guys. They'll set you up with the right stuff there. And an inside tip, you can talk to the young lads that work in there. they're fishing every single day.
That's true.
Yeah. I promise you.
Yeah, yeah.
You can go right past Johnny and Bubba and talk.
Yeah.
Talk, yeah.
Isn't that the truth?
I promise you.
Yeah, they're fishing off the launch ramp right there.
Every day.
Yeah.
and those guys know exactly what they're talking about. Great guys over there.
Yeah. And they're helpful.
Yeah, very helpful.
Yeah. Let's jump into the phones, Corey.
Let's do that, Pete. How about Carl? Carl calling from is it Escondido? Yes.
Yep.
Good morning, Carl. Appreciate
good morning, Carl.
Your
hey, good morning. I was calling because the guy said the Intrepid is doing 3.5 days that you got to fly there to get on the boat.
No, that's the Poseidon out of Fisherman's Landing. They're doing 3.5 day trips out of Mag Bay.
But in April, the Intrepid will be running
3 days. We'll have 3 day blue
out of Point
San Diego.
Are
they open now, or do you have spots available?
Yeah, they're open. Yeah,
yeah,
you can book online right
so
now.
So what's the first trip?
April 9th.
April 9th?
Yeah,
okay,
and then we're actually going to lay in for a day at the docks, though, so you'll be able to tour the Intrepid this year.
Oh, okay, on Sunday, April 19th.
Yeah, yeah. So I made the schedule this year, so we'll be from trip.
And
yeah.
You'll have the boat open so people could actually see the boat.
Yeah,
it's
very excited
boat.
About that.
Yeah, for sure. That's cool.
Pretty cool.
Yeah. All right. You have a good one, huh, Corey?
I do. God, there's so many coming through, and only via the app. It says right there, text the show. And make sure you do leave your name and telephone number, as most of them have done. And, you want your chance to win that overnight trip by Fisherman's Landing, right? It says, good morning, Carl, Katie, and crew. I was lucky enough to be on the Liberty's first trip down to Colonnette this year. I was also lucky enough to catch one of the 3 yellowtail on the boat. Sweet. That was my first yellowtail.
Aww. Well, congrats.
And I am hooked. When is the best time to get out and find some good yellowtail fishing? Thanks, John and Whittier.
So I would say springtime is going to be your best time. I know Taro had the Colonnette trip, and then he's been in because he had an engine malfunction and stuff like that. So he's hoping to run maybe next week. If not, I think the Tomahawk or the Constitution will take over the Colonnette run there. But I would say April, May, June, Coronado Islands trips on the San Diego, the Mission Bell will be an excellent time to go catch some yellowtail for you.
With the way the water temperature is and stuff like that.
It might be sooner, for sure, you know. But I had springtime Coronado Islands trips, yo-yo fishing, dropper loop fishing, surface iron fishing, Cameron on the Mission Bell, and then Booger and Matt on the San Diego. You can't go wrong with those guys. If there's yellowtail to be had, they'll find them. Yeah. There's not a yellowtail safe up and down the coast.
And that's,
I got to tell you,
that's my favorite trip is Coronado Island trip.
I used to start booking in February and March, and I just used to I'd go out as much as possible because there's always that first trip when they bite.
Yeah.
And then everybody waits for that to go out, and so I would just say just get on the boat and just when it works out, go, because I would just kind of steadily get out as much as possible, and then I'd finally be on the trip when it hit.
Yeah. All right. Well, hey, let's find out what's fighting the fishdope.com report. Yosef is standing by.
Good morning, Yosef. And it's brought to us by the Fish Pros of Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. It's where you get your premier processing experience. You can check out the easier online system to book your processing for your long-range trips. And with more team members, Fisherman's Processing stays far ahead of the rest. They have more same-day capacity and the finest customer service. You can stop by their location in Old Town. It's right there on Taylor Street. Or just check them out at fishmansprocessing.com. And don't forget to make your reservation with them today.
Yes, indeed. Good morning, Yosef.
Good morning, guys. How are we doing?
Good. How about yourself?
Great. How could we not doing great on with weather and fish biting like this? Oh, my.
Palm trees and parrots flying around.
Yeah, you got to love it.
No kidding. What month is it again?
Yeah. It is February 1st. Let me just remind you. Yeah.
Yes.
Hey, tomorrow's Groundhog Day.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is it? Hopefully he sees his shadow.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Well, there's actually a pretty good bass bite up in Santa Monica Bay area on the artificial reefs out there and around there. Guys are catching sand bass 4 to 7 pounds. Decent little fishing up there. Most guys are using the jig head or the lead head and squid combo. It's really an afternoon bite, but it is pretty good. Santa Barbara Island, there's a little sea bass action this last week on some schoolie sized fish. Not a ton of sign of squid over there at the island. Catalina, there's some squid around Canyon Palisades area, and there were a couple 30 pound sea bass caught this last week around the front side.
Whoa.
There is still a bonita bite. They're small. They're only about 2 pounds from the east end to long point. The halibut bite is getting better as well on the hard bottom, close to structure in about 10 to 50 feet of water. Don't have any dope right now on Clemente or St. Nicholas. Best fishing on the coast right now is like the La Jolla area. Same deal. Those bonita are still biting. There's guys scoring up to 10 pounders. Best deal is to get offshore about 2 to 3 miles, drag some feathers, around La Jolla Canyon area, and it's still game on, and it doesn't seem to quit. Not a ton of info down around the Coronado Islands, and that's about all I got for you guys.
So pretty good report there. Fishdope.com, of course, they always have the good information. 365 days a year, always. Danny and the boys are on it. And $30 off a new membership to Fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW. Lowercase, no space, HOOKUPNOW, your $30 code. And Yosef, how's the real estate game?
Real estate game's pretty crazy. It's been long, long days every day, but lots of new listings, lots of people getting ready to list. The interest rate is, it came down, it's fluctuating a little, jumped back up over 6, and we should see it float down here in the next couple of weeks, hopefully. But yeah, it's moving, man. If looking to sell a house, you know, now would be the time to get prepped for it, or if you're looking to move, jump on it before it gets crazy.
Yeah, and how do we find you for the best in real estate?
You can get me on my cell phone, 619-277-2169. On social media at The Angler's Realtor, and you can get me on my website, sportsmansrealty.com. If you'd like a free home evaluation, go to socalhomeeval.com.
No strings attached. You just do the socalhomeeval.com. Yosef will get you the proper value for the house, and he won't bug you, right?
That's it. When you're ready, you just circle back to me. That way you don't have me calling you and annoying you.
There you go. All right. Thanks, Yosef. Great job, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
Take care, guys.
All right. Appreciate it.
Not only a realtor, but a guy who likes to fish, Pete.
Yeah. Good man. Yeah, exactly. Sure. All right. Hey, 833-288-0973. Let's jump into the phones.
Let's do that. How about Daniel? Daniel calling from Rancho Cucamonga. Good morning, Daniel.
Good morning, Daniel.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Now, my question is, with these all new technology or new rods and reels, is there any new hook coming out? You know, every year we go a little bit smaller.
Oh, you're going to see some new stuff at the PCS Costa Mesa show from Shimano. I promise you that. They're going to have a huge booth up there. And I know Dave Pfeiffer, outgoing president, and new president Jason, we'll both be there along with Blaine. We're actually going to have Blaine from Shimano on the show talking about some of the new stuff here in a couple of weeks on Let's Talk Hookups.
And Blaine is the East Coast jigging expert, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like he knows. And when I say East Coast, I mean he's
the jigging guy.
He knows what he's doing.
Yeah, he knows what he's doing for sure. So a lot of new stuff coming out, and a lot of times that's when the introductions happen.
Yeah, there is a lot of new stuff and a lot of new reels. Even like the thing with the everything's getting smaller and more compact. A, because of the Spectre. You know, when 20 years ago when Spectre came out, it was all 16 braid, pretty thick. Now even like 100-pound braid is super, like the diameter of 20-pound or 30-pound. Yeah. Now they got these 8 braids and 4 braids that are just as strong as anything else on the market. And these reels and the rods are just getting more and more compact and with more and more power. It's just crazy what can be done compared to 5 years ago or 10 years ago, you know?
It's like Power Pro, their Max Quattro. I mean, it's a little bit more expensive, but it is incredible. It is so smooth, and you can have like what would be normally a 50-pound strength, but is actually 65 or 80.
Yeah, I mean, perfect example again. We were just talking about that fish on the Red Rooster. That was on a 60-pound accurate reel. I don't know what size, but it was, I mean, I saw a picture of it. It wasn't a very big reel, catching a 260-pound bluefin.
I can't wait to hear from Andy next week.
Yeah, Sunday. I mean, the technology that keeps coming out with the new Talica series and stuff like that, the 12s and the 16s on my 10-day trip, I got to fish the new Talica 16s and 12s. I mean, what a difference. I mean, the old ones were phenomenal, and these are just the next step level. I mean, how smooth they are and how little they're a little smaller, compact reel and stuff like that. I mean, the technology, what's coming out in the next year or two, talking to some of the guys at the trade shows, what they have planned coming out in the next 2-3 years is going to be game changers for across the board, everywhere from freshwater to saltwater to big marlin fishing, you know.
Yeah, for sure.
That's good stuff. Hey, we're going to be right back. And Daniel, thank you for the call. We're going to have more from the Schmitz here when we return on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube, Facebook Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
One Rod has set the standard for serious saltwater anglers worldwide, and that's CalStar. From the rugged dependability of the West Coast series, the lightweight strength of the Graphiter, or the performance of the GG series, all CalStar rods are handmade right here in Southern California of the finest materials and craftsmanship. Check out the new CalStar models now available, as well as upgrades to the classic rods that you know and love. If you want your tackle to be state-of-the-art tools to get the job done right, it's CalStar at fine tackle dealers.
Experience the magic of Haida Gwaii Islands, British Columbia, Canada, at Haida Gwaii Safaris, formerly Queen Charlotte Safaris. Hi, I'm Valerie Hopebridge. 25 years ago, I fell in love with these incredible islands, breathtaking scenery and wildlife, warm community, and truly phenomenal fishing. That passion inspired me to open my own fishing lodge. Just steps away from the Sandspit Harbor at Haida Gwaii Safaris, you will be fishing pristine, unpressured waters for Chinook salmon, halibut, giant lean cod, and more. Plus, be surrounded by untouched beauty and wildlife. All of us at Haida Gwaii Safaris have exciting news. We now have our own charter flight to and from Sandspit out of Vancouver, making your trip easier than ever. We pride ourselves on creating unforgettable adventures that turn the first-time guests into longtime friends. You will come for the fishing, and you'll come back for the memories. We are booking now. Please call 1-877-815-2892 or visit us at qcsafaris.com. Follow on Facebook and Instagram. Haida Gwaii Safaris, where unforgettable memories are made one catch at a time.
Are you ready for reliability? Then you're ready for a Yamaha outboard. And there's no better time to jump on board than during our Ready for Reliability sales event. From now until March 31st, 2026, eligible new Yamaha 30 to 450 horsepower outboards get 2 additional years of warranty protection for a total of up to 7 years of warranty coverage. Plus, Yamaha 2.5 to 25 horsepower outboards come with up to $200 in dealer credit. Get ready to enjoy Yamaha reliability with a new outboard today. Visit your local Yamaha dealer for details. Yamaha, reliability starts here.
Offer ends March 31st, 2026. Subject to change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models excluded. 24-month Yamaha extended service added to 36 or 60-month factory limited warranty. Choice offered to Florida residents is a 24-month Yamaha limited warranty. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
For your next fishing adventure, check Point Loma Sport Fishing. They offer half-day and full-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit PointLomaSportFishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627. Want to go fishing? Point Loma Sport Fishing has you covered. The state-of-the-art long-range sport fishing vessel, the Independence, delivers the top quality, comfort, and fishability you look for in a long-range boat. Veteran captains Mark Pisano and Paul Strasser built this incredible 112-foot vessel with the most modern technology and luxurious comfort available. Once you go on the Independence, you'll be back. Call Independence Sports Fishing at 619-226-6006 or check IndependenceSportFishing.com.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup and having so much fun at World Headquarters.
A lot of good stuff. One line open if you want to get through, 833-288-0973. Talk to Katie and Carl Schmidt here, Fisherman's Landing and Intrepid Sport Fishing. And we're going to take a little risk because I'm not quite sure who this is.
Got a caller calling in.
Calling in on the hotline. David?
Listen to this, David.
Yeah. Good morning.
That would be you. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Good morning, guys. Pete, Corey, Katie, Carl, good morning.
Good morning.
Who am I talking to?
David Chavez, CCH.
David Chavez. Morning, David. Okay. Hey, David. All right. We're glad. It's a good guy. On that line, it's our super secret back line. We'd have no screener. And, it's like I didn't recognize the number. And I was like, okay, it's a good guy.
Nothing more entertaining than live radio.
Yeah.
That's right.
So, David, what's going on?
Hey, good morning. Hey, I heard the announcement on Katie. I just wanted to welcome her to CCA California and the San Diego chapter. But we're looking forward to having her on board and doing some good things this coming year. I also heard you mention that a couple things that were going on. You talked yesterday about Anthony Shea coming up in April. That's going to be a good one that's going on, honoring Barbara Block. And then we have here locally, for those listening, and you can find information online, and I'll share that, but we have our 5th annual CCA California San Diego chapter Apps and Taps coming up.
Great.
What we got going on is we're going to be hosting it there on Saturday, May 30th from 4 to 8 p.m. on at Jimmy's Famous American Tavern right down the harbor, just down the road, just down the walkway from you, Pete.
Yes. Yeah. No, it's a great spot. And great
2 minutes away.
Great location. How did you get that done, man? That's quite the venue.
Well, people see what we're doing and the moves that we're making here in the state, and people are starting to really honor and support us. So you make good connections, you make great friendships, and you hold accountability to those things and just keep those relationships built. So it's going to be fun. It's going to be a good time. What we're looking at here is we're going to be doing our annual Beacon Award, and this year we're honoring Ken Frankie.
Ken Frankie, yes.
Nice.
Fantastic.
Which also his, the SAC office right there is just down the walkway as well.
Yeah, you can just saunter on over. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
So also just, giving you guys a little update and a heads up for everybody listening and those that want to attend. Frank's going to be doing an open house. I'm sorry, I keep saying Frank. Ken's going to be doing an open house at SAC from 3 to 4 p.m. Give you a tour. You can go talk about what's going on in the fleet and see their headquarters there at the Sport Fishing Association in California. So it's going to be a great event.
What a great partnership.
We're going to have some music.
Yeah, and so that's Saturday, May 30th, you said?
Yes, from 4 to 8 p.m., and then the open house at SAC from 3 to 4.
Great. Wow, fantastic. That sounds like a super good event. How does one get tickets?
Absolutely. So you can find the tickets. You can go to ccacalifornia.org, go to the events section, and you can find all the events going on there in the state. And you can also get tickets to the CCA California.
Okay.
Oh, that's also a good area to go sign up for the STAR tournament.
Yes. Absolutely. Sign up for. Don't sleep on that, like I said.
Yeah. Get on it, because that starts Memorial Day weekend. Yeah.
Yep. The
weekend
the
before
tournament,
the
tournament, right?
Yeah. Absolutely. David, great to hear from you. Thank you for all you do for CCA California San Diego chapter, and you made a nice choice bringing in Katie.
Very excited.
Yeah, thank you guys. Hey, go follow us on Facebook. Go follow us on Instagram so you can be aware of what's going on. CCA California and CCA Cal SD.
All right. Very good. Thanks, David Chavez.
Thank you guys.
All right. President of the San Diego chapter of CCA California. Thanks for all your hard work. Appreciate that very much.
And I know Wayne stepped down, but Chris and Tony, and now Eric Landisfine is being involved, and Katie. I mean, the whole crew, David.
And all this is about keeping us to have access to go fishing.
And watching our backs, right?
Yeah,
that's
sure.
Who else would it be?
And conservation, too. I mean, people don't realize that fishermen are the biggest conservationists, I feel like, of anybody. So.
And I think in this whole thing, Pete is the biggest benefactor of the whole deal, because Wayne stepping down and now being a part of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete, I have to tell you, I absolutely enjoy listening to Wayne when he's on the show.
Yeah.
He brings such great information and
incredible energy.
We're
thrilled to have him part of the team.
When we were at Sacramento, we saw Chris and Tony, and they had actually been up there at the Capitol dealing with some stuff up, the meetings and things like that. So they're very integrated into advocating for
It's awesome. And Wayne, even though he stepped down, he's still working really hard with CCA. He's the Energizer Bunny. He's everywhere.
Yes.
Yeah. He really is.
Hey, we talked about this quite a bit, but I want to talk about this because of Katie, and that's the University of Long Range Fishing book by Larry Brown and Chris Minnick. Larry and Chris are
Two of my best friends, honestly.
Yeah, two big customers on the Intrepid. They ride the Intrepid a lot and sponsor a lot of trips.
Well, and Larry's a big advocate, too. I mean, his whole thing is veterans and kids fishing. Everything he does is making money to get people out on the water, and he's just a huge advocate for that. But not only that, I went bluefin fishing with them, and I learned so much. I mean, that is what they're all about. Is
with Larry or Chris or
both? Yeah. I mean, I did outfish them to start out the trip, but I did learn a lot also.
They're scientists. I mean, and you've been around Chris fishing, bass fishing.
Oh, yeah.
Everything is very analytical, and he is just like... that goes through every detail of wanting to know what's getting bit and stuff like that, and perfecting it.
I think your term analytical is a proper, polite way.
Yeah. I spent a week with Chris at El Salto with him, and great fisherman, great guy.
Yeah.
And you're right. Every detail he looks at the aspect of fishing from a giant 360-degree window and how much he can learn and little tips he gives everyone and stuff like that. And Larry the same way.
To have Larry and Chris put all their intel and information into a book and have it available.
It's unbelievable. Yeah. And like you say, Larry has done a tremendous amount for Rollo, doing fundraisers and stuff like that. All of this money goes to Rollo. It's a $20 for this book.
That's worth
a fortune. It's only available via download. But you can print it. You can download it and then print it if you want to print it. But you can download it on your device or whatever.
Cool.
So it's RolloKids.org, $20 minimum donation. You can want to give $100. That's fine, too. It all goes to take
kids fishing.
That's
worth its weight in gold, honestly.
And you talk about insight for the upcoming bluefin tuna fishing. These guys have the insight.
Oh, yeah.
And if you read this book, if you look at this book, I promise you, you will get some new tips to catch more fish.
And with all honesty, they could have put that in print and had it in the tackle shop, had it at the PCS show, and made money from it, right? They didn't go that route.
No, they were giving it to Rollo.
The friends of Rollo, 100%.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love
so, RolloKids.org, it's called the University of Long Range Fishing, and personally endorsed by Katie Schmidt.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they actually set up some of my rods and stuff for me. They after I went bluefin fishing with them, and I showed up, and they thought I was very unequipped. But then I managed to outfish the entire boat.
Of course.
But they got me some new gear and had it all set up and marked my line and told me to do this and that. I mean, that's their passion is, you know, and I'm not that young, but, you know, they want the next generation to bring up. That's why their passion is kids fishing. And fun fact, Carl and I met because I was volunteering for Friends of Rollo years ago. That's how we met.
That's
we met at the Fred Hall show.
Yes.
I was volunteering for Friends of Rollo
12 years ago.
And the rest is history.
Yes.
That's incredible.
Hey, Andrew from Bell, California wants to know how many setups to take on a trip, on a full day trip?
A full three trips or like three rods and reels is probably what you really
like,
need. But you can get away with two for sure. Yeah. You know, this time of year, you want something to fish deep water rockfish. You know, you might be fishing 300 to 400 feet, maybe 500 feet and stuff like that in Mexican waters there. So a 40-pound like a Trinidad 20 or 30 would probably work just fine. A 7-foot heavy rod, then a live bait rod. You know, this time of year, I'm fishing like the great calico bass fishing. I bet you could go down to Coronado Island and catch some good calico bass, sand bass fishing. Then for your rock cod fishing, you can tie your Salus 6X Junior or full-size 6X in there, or the brass monkey from Two Fish Jigs for yo-yo fishing. Normally, I wouldn't say there's a chance of surface iron fishing at the islands this time of year, but with the water temperature and how good fishing is right now, I mean, I would bring a 9-foot surface iron rod. Yeah,
you never know.
You mentioned Two Fish Jigs. Yeah. I just had an insider send me what Benny was talking about as the Senorita.
Oh, yeah. The Senorita.
That's going to be available.
Oh, yeah. That Boat Ann's putting together?
At the PCS. Oh, yeah. So an insider just sent this.
Yeah. You talk about a calico killer right there?
That is.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
I'm a big Two Fish Jigs proponent.
Yeah. I mean, we're looking at it right there.
Like those. Well, those guys know how to make lures.
Yeah.
They do.
Yeah.
For sure. This got calico written all over it.
Doesn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. Hey, let's jump back in the phones, Corey.
Let's do that. How about Tom? Tom Cole from University City. Good morning, Tom.
We have you this time, Tom.
We'll try him again.
Yeah, you do. Sorry, I was on
good morning.
The first time.
No
I apologize.
Worries.
Hey, I'd love to catch a local lake cod. And I feel like it's just kind of bycatch when you go for rockfish, but I was wondering if you have any tips on where to look for lingcod and how to fish for them.
I like a big jig, probably 8-ounce lead head, big white jig of some sort, like a 8-inch slug from Corey, you know, would be a great option for you. IB Imperial Beach Pipeline, that's always been a good thing. Then there's a little reef, I want to say quarter
of
a mile.
Don't give it all up. Come on, Carl.
Half a mile off the beach there.
Yeah.
Really good lingcod. Best time, obviously, lingcod openers, April 1st, I think. That big mackerel. If you want to drop a loop, 8-ounce, 10-ounce sinker, 4-0 J-hook, 5-0 J-hook, big mackerel, big sardine, something like that would be great. And you want to fish something, obviously, a little more rocky, kind of that drops off, would be a great place of fish lingcod and stuff like that.
But of course, if you're fishing in Mexican waters, you can catch lingcod now.
Correct.
But
yes.
Which there's trips. Yeah, there's.
Yeah, like Colonnette trips, like
Mission Bell or whatever. Yeah.
If you want to go catch a lingcod, hop on the Mission Bell. Not the Mission Bell. I'm sorry. The Tribute out of Seaforth on their day and a half trips.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what they caught this past weekend. Lingcod. Really good lingcod fishing right now. I mean, I bet.
I think I saw 30 of them.
Yeah, 30
wow.
lingcod. Yeah.
Miami.
And yeah. anywhere from probably, you know, just legal size up to 10, 15 pounds.
The detriment to a lingcod is they're aggressive.
Yeah.
And if you use a small bait, well, you're going to probably catch a red or a starry or, yep. you know, something else delicious. The bigger you go, the better.
Yes.
Now, Katie and Carl, I don't know that you know, but we have a resident lingcod expert here. Corey knows how to catch a big lingcod.
Well,
so what's Corey going to use to catch a big lingcod?
Only because Valerie Hopridge puts us on the right lingcod. I actually made a jumbo curl tail.
Oh, you did?
Oh.
Like, when I say jumbo...
It's like a foot long.
It's longer. It puts to like Magombo grub.
Yeah, I was going to say.
To like a bay bass grub.
Really?
Honest to God. The it's made to marry up to over a 1-pound lead head.
Yeah.
Wow. It's huge.
Wow. But that's not something you'd use here. So what would you use here?
No, but you could.
It?
No, yeah. you totally could.
You could?
Yeah, yeah, you 100% could.
Okay. All right.
Because the overall so length
is better when it comes to length. Is that
100%.
Right?
They're so greedy. I mean, that's why you get those hitchhikers stuff. You know, you get a nice fish. And
you get some of these lingcods that will, like Katie said, leech on to a smaller rockfish.
Sure.
But, I mean, I remember being a kid going fishing a lingcod opener or whatever. You're fishing mackerel that are 10 inches long.
Yeah.
No problem.
The bigger, the better.
Yeah.
Because you're not going to get a 2-pound red on.
Correct. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You don't want that smaller stuff to bite on. You're trying for one thing only, and it's a big lingcod. So.
And it's not the mackerel you put down that's just laying there. It's the mackerel that's darting around trying to get off the... The hook is the one that's going to get devoured.
Yep.
Well, I wonder when somebody's going to put together a lingcod derby.
Why not? We can fish Mexican waters all, you know, in the closure.
Yeah.
Carl just lit up like, ding,
yeah,
ding, ding.
Like, hey, man.
You know, I've tried to do some of that different stuff like that during the off season and stuff.
Yeah.
Some people are yay, some people nay. So
yeah, I don't know why people sleep on the Colonnette trip. So that's like we had an epic trip down there on the Liberty one year. It was probably one of my favorite trips ever.
And the weather this time of the year,
it was flat calm.
And if the Liberty is not going to make it, we're going to put the Constitution online or the Tomahawk online for day and a half Colonnette for Friday night. So
all right,
starting now.
Yeah, like hopefully we'll get all that figured out sometime in the next couple of days here.
Okay,
yeah,
very good. So watch fishermanslanding.com.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yep.
And your social media. Of course, Carl is also a big star on social media, too, with his...
All over the place.
What do you do, a once-a-week report, a video report?
Yeah, on YouTube. What I've tried to do is kind of interview different captains. Last week we went to Five Star. This week we're going to go to Fisherman's Processing. Give them a whole behind the scenes, meet everyone that's involved with that.
Oh, cool.
From the time you get off the boat to the time you pick it up, where they cut the fish, with storage, all that type of stuff, how they do their jerky and smoked fish and stuff like that. So this time of year, we're doing like different reports on different type of boat works, the walk through the different boats. So kind of just like, obviously during the summer, it's more reports and stuff like that. We get Rick or one of the guys from the tackle shop to give us a tackle recommendation or what's coming out on the, what's new and type of stuff. So that all our longer videos are on YouTube. Just Google Fisherman's Landing on YouTube and we'll pop up there. We get Frank on there. We've had Tim, Justin. We've had a whole bunch of different.
Yeah, no, it's cool. It's a really good feature for sure. You have another good text, huh?
I do, Pete. Yes, and this one comes from John in La Mesa, and he says, the wife and I are planning a multi-day trip What is something I'm forgetting that will help accommodate the wife on a trip like that?
Ooh.
Yeah, right? I mean, nobody better in here than...
I mean, one thing that I would say that I've definitely graduated to boats with staterooms. I fished on the Islander, the Searcher, the Shogun, the Royal Polaris, the Royal Star. I mean, I would just say comfort for ladies. I mean, so pick, you know, my boat definitely is the most comfortable ride I've had. So I would just say look for, you know, just kind of comfort. I know sometimes I host an 8-day trip and there's a few ladies that seek after my trip because
they is that?
It's the beginning of August. Yeah. Katie's SummerSlam. Yeah.
Katie's SummerSlam.
Yeah. It's the fourth year I've done it.
Is it ladies only?
No. But a few women have like, okay, I want to go on a long range trip. I want to make sure there's a woman on the boat. Uh-huh. And so, you know, if you can find, you know, if there's other ladies, I've been on the trip being the only female, not a big deal, but I think it is nice when there's other ladies, but I would just say, comfort would be important, so just make sure, you know, she can have her own private stateroom sort of thing. There's a lot of boats that have staterooms, like the Queen has a couple staterooms, and so if you can accommodate, that would be one thing that I would just say would be nice to accommodate, just some privacy. I've slept in bunk rooms, you know, I put my little towel up for privacy, but I think I've graduated from that.
And if John's going, like, let's say on the Pacific Queen, he could call the office and say, hey, I'm bringing my wife, can we...
Get a two-man stateroom, not a problem.
Yeah.
Most of the boats now are all two-man or three-man. There's maybe a couple four-man staterooms there and stuff like that. But if it's a man and a wife or whatever,
a couple,
we get them their own private. So we do our best. It's not 100%
guarantee
it. But on the long-range boats, it's guaranteed. You know, I'm pretty sure all the long-range boats now are two-man, maybe a few three-man. But on the shorter-range boats, like the Poseidon, the Pacific Queen and stuff like that, we'll do our best to get you guys your own stateroom, because that's the most important thing for the women is privacy.
Absolutely.
Comfort.
Yep.
Hey, Cedric in Rialto says, good morning. What is the best way to keep backlash out when casting a conventional reel?
Lots of practice. But the number one mistake I see people that are not used to fishing a conventional reel is going out there and not adjusting their, like, a lot of these newer reels have brakes on them, you know, on the, like, the Trinx 300s, 400s, 500s, and a lot of the different bait casting reels like that. Going in there, adjusting the brakes or the tension cap on the spool, so you're not getting a big, high-end free spool reel, you know, you can back that off, and you just go and practice with, like, start out with, like, a half-ounce sinker, get used to that, get that down. Then you can go loosen up the brakes or the tension on the free spool and get more free spool and just lots and lots of practice.
And with that practice, I mean, you can take that rig on the boat, like out of the box, brand new, and the boys on the boat will help you.
I was just gonna say that on my 8-day, the last day of my 8-day this year, I'm not a big surface iron person. I'm definitely more bait. But I was like, I want to catch a fish on the surface iron, more just to tell Carl because he loves it when I do it. But I was casting and they're like, oh, when you do it, you know, flip it this way, and they gave me some tips because I was, you know, backlashing. But it was a ton of practice. That's the nice thing about going on a longer trip is you can kind of work on your technique and stuff like that. But the crew was great to, like,
super
give
helpful.
Me feedback to kind of show my technique and practicing it. So.
We're in the Southern California, like, this is the mecca of sport fishing worldwide right here. And they're helpful, super helpful.
Yeah.
And the problem is most guys, and maybe including myself, that you're afraid to ask. Like, you feel intimidated. It shouldn't be. When you show that you want help, they're going to help you.
They're going to help you. And the great thing, if you come to, like, Fisherman's Landing and Tackle, hey, I'm new at this, they're going to show you a couple different reels, they'll open the reel for you, adjust the brakes. If you see, like, Rick or Brandon or Darren, one of the guys,
the boys,
they'll be more than happy to get you started. Just get started on, like, the lowest setting, then work your way up.
There you go. It's nothing better said. Yeah. Take it into the landing, and they'll help you out.
Wow. So many great questions. So many great calls.
We're going to be right back. You've been listening to Let's Talk Hookup with Carl and Kate. We're going to find out who's won that overnight trip when we return on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube, Facebook Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
Hey, ready for the most exciting sports show of the year. The Pacific Coast Sport Fishing Tackle, Boat, and Travel Show, presented by GEICO. Now two great dates and locations. First, the Giants' 16th Annual Pacific Coast Sport Fishing Show, March 5th through the 8th at the OC Fair and Event Center in Costa Mesa. Then, the first annual Pacific Coast Sport Fishing Show, San Diego, March 19th through the 22nd at the Del Mar Fairgrounds. Check out hundreds of sport fishing exhibitors, manufacturers, tackle dealers, fishing boats, and fishing resorts, taking up the huge fairgrounds at both locations, plus fantastic seminars and free kids trout pond. Seminars featuring some of the top names in the industry, from catching giant bluefin, swordfish, calico bass, freshwater bass, trout, and more. Take advantage of incredible show specials from major tackle retailers and boat dealers. Talk to the top fishing travel destinations. Thursday, March 5th to Sunday, March 8th at the Orange County Fairgrounds in Costa Mesa and in San Diego, March 19th to the 22nd at the Del Mar Fairgrounds. Presented by GEICO. Check sportfishingfestival.com.
In 1977, Ford F-Series became the best-selling trucks in America. 33 million trucks later, Ford has kept that title every year since. And your San Diego County Ford dealers plan to repeat that again for the next 49 years. F-Series, America's best-selling trucks, and Ford, the most awarded brand for new vehicle quality among trucks. Get ready to power through whatever this new year brings in a Ford. Check out the entire Ford F-Series lineup and take a test drive today. Go to your local San Diego County Ford dealer. They'll be glad to hook you up.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaboard Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaboard Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Dos, Pride, Tribute Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaport, Sea-Watch, and San Diego offer the finest half and full-day trips available. Seaport Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open parties, schedule check seaportlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
The reels that Southern California anglers have been waiting for are here. Shimano is proud to introduce the all-new Talica 40A and 50A reels. The Talica series is Shimano's flagship two-speed lever drag reel. It sits at the very pinnacle of the offshore world. Shimano has increased the fishability of the larger Talica models by reducing rotational resistance at high drag and improving durability in critical positions within the reel. The all-new Talica 40A and 50A now boast Infinity Drive, which employs two drag washers housed on the side of the reel, allowing for an ultra-smooth, powerful drag system, while at the same time increasing winding power under a load by as much as 40%. The new Talica is built around a more compact, cold-forged machine aluminum one-piece frame. Plus, there's also a new higher high gear built with a Southern California angler in mind. The new Talica 40 and 50A are available now at your local Shimano dealer.
Looking for the ultimate Alaska fishing experience and the best value in Alaska? Look no further than Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. A trip to Kingfisher includes everything you need to make your experience legendary. The finest fishing fleet in Sitka with the best captains, deluxe accommodations, gourmet food, world-class fish processing, and the best part, it's all included for one amazing price. Kingfisher is Let's Talk Hookup's most popular destination. Hundreds of listeners have experienced Kingfisher Charters, and most go back again and again. You have probably heard a lot of big promises from other Alaska lodges, only to find there were lots of hidden charges. Not Kingfisher. Everything is included. 10-hour fishing days, your license, fish processing, super deluxe accommodations, amazing food, airport transfers, and fishing gear. All you bring is your layer clothing, and Kingfisher covers the rest. Kingfisher Charters, your Alaska fishing destination. 800-727-6136 or check KingfisherCharters.com.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Katie's going to flip the coin, and a lucky winner, texter caller, is going to win the overnight trip out of Fishman's. A texter today.
Text.
And that's Robert in Canyon Country. Congratulations.
All right, congratulations. Wow, what a great show. Katie, if somebody wants to ride the Intrepid, how do we find you?
Our website's intrepid.net, or you can call or text 619-224-4088.
Intrepid.net. And then, of course, Fisherman's Landing. How do we find you, Carl?
Fisherman'sLanding.com, 619-221-8500, and all the social media stuff.
Yeah, and then again, if you want to subscribe to your YouTube channel and watch Carl every week.
Every week, yeah.
World famous.
Tried to do at least one video a week, sometimes two, but yeah, YouTube, just Google Fisherman's Landing on there, San Diego.
Yeah.
You'll see our logo up there and my beautiful face.
Yeah.
And you can
have lots of good information,
yeah,
too.
So we try to give a behind the scenes and update and a name to the face to all the boat owners and captains, and yeah.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, hey, thanks, guys. Thanks for coming in. And
appreciate it.
Thanks for the bonus having Katie.
Thank you. Surprise.
And thanks to Jeff Hamby in the studio for Man on the Phones and Man on the Board. And thanks to Adam for all he does on the Let's Talk Hookup app. Thanks to you out there for all your calls, your texts, and your support of Let's Talk Hookup and our sponsors. And thanks to Corey for stepping in today. Next Saturday, Rick and Corey will be here with Rosie Flowers from Sadro Sport Fishing. I'll be out of town, and Captain Andy Cates next Sunday from the Red Rooster. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.